Welcome to the STC Foundations podcast. This year, as part of our Grow project, we're focusing on the Book of Acts and the New Testament letters. If this podcast is a help to you, why not pass the link on?
Hello and welcome to Thursday's Foundations podcast. I hope you've been enjoying the podcast this week. It has certainly been a good challenge in preparing them. If you're finding them useful, then feel free to pass them on to a friend, ask what they think, talk about it. But as always, whenever and wherever you are listening into this today, we hope that it helps us all to meet with God. Acts 5 verses 12 to 16 is our reading today as we continue to look into the book of Acts. Do you remember some of the observations of Monday's podcasts? We said that since Pentecost, a new theme is coming into focus. And it's this theme: as the opportunities to witness begin to increase, so does the opposition. Yesterday's Bible verses ended with the words saying that the church was gripped or seized with a great fear. Today, we open with the words learning that the apostles, which are some of the early church leaders, are among the people performing signs and wonders in the name of Jesus and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Verse 12 starts like this: "And all the believers were meeting together in Solomon's colonnade. No one else dared to join them, even though they were highly regarded by the people. Nevertheless, more and more men and women believed in the Lord and were added to their number. As a result, people brought the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and mats so that at least Peter's shadow might fall on some of them as he passed by. Crowds gathered also from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing their sick and those tormented by impure spirits, and all of them were healed." That's verse 16 at the end. "And all of them were healed." Here's a question for us to consider today. Do we believe that God is interested in every element of our lives? It's not like he's finished with us once we invite Jesus into our lives. That's just the start. God's plan is the renewal of all things. And for you and me, that looks like the renewal of our body, our minds, and our spirit. If God did it with them, we believe that he can do it with you and me today. Our physical bodies matter to God. In the passage today, we read the word that word has got out that God is on the move. Revival times are happening, and the Spirit of God is so present in the group of people that even their shadows carry something of the divine imprint to revive what was lost in people. Now, that word revive is an interesting word, and we'll pray into what that revival means for our body, mind, and spirit. One of the ways the word revive can be used, it means to give strength to something. And I believe God wants to add strength where we are weak and revive us physically if we need healing today. We can pray for that at the end. Also, our minds matter to God. It's great that we're all taking time out of our day to listen to this podcast. We've been given the Bible so that we can read and learn what God is like, to think about him, training ourselves in the discipline of expanding our minds to read stories like this one today so that we might meet with God in the pages through the Holy Spirit. The word revive also means to restore consciousness. And I believe that God wants to revive our minds, transforming any thought patterns or behaviours in us. We can also pray for that at the end. Our spirits matter to God. Your spirit and my spirit is the thing that makes you, you, and me, me. In Romans 8, which is another book in the Bible, it says that the Holy Spirit testifies to our spirits that we are children of God. Somehow, some way, the Spirit connects with us through our spirit, that we might know God's ways, be informed with words of knowledge, be able to see what God is doing in the ordinary, everyday things of life. In the passage today, we read in verse 16 that people brought their sick friends and those tormented by impure spirits, and all of them were healed. It matters to God that he would even renew our spirits. Finally, the word revive can mean to give new energy. I believe that God wants to revive our spirits, our spiritual life. Let's pray for these things now. Lord Jesus, thank you that you care about all of our lives, our body, our minds, and our spirit. Where we are weak today, I pray that you would bring revival. Give us strength to our bodies. Grant us clarity of mind. Renew our spirits with energy from heaven. And we pray for revival again in our lives, in our church, and in our world. Amen. Acts 5, verses 12 to 16. The apostles performed many signs and wonders among the people, and all of the believers used to meet together in Solomon's colonnade. No one else dared join them, even though they were highly regarded by the people. Nevertheless, more and more men and women believed in the Lord and were being added to their number. As a result, people brought the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and mats so that at least Peter's shadow might fall on some of them as he passed by. Crowds gathered also from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing their sick and those tormented by impure spirits, and all of them were healed. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
We enter your gates with thanksgiving, and with thanksgiving, we enter your gates. We pour out your praise in your presence, and in your presence, we pour out your praise. And death. rise before your praises.